Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Show, and we are so excited today to be able to have another guest, another show, and another fantastic and amazing guest, and lots of experience, lots of different things. And I know that you are used to have guests that have a variety of different careers and different genre. And we've been having, you know, authors throughout the last 2 months. And I am so happy to be able to bring to you somebody who has a variety of different life. And the life of an actor is definitely something that I am very, very interested about. And I think all of you will be able to relate to that as well. That life of an actor is definitely not a life that a lot of people a lot of people think that it's an easy life. There's a lot of juggling, a lot of hustling, and obviously a lot go after. That's basically it. You have to really go after. And I am so excited to be able to bring you a variety of different people. Their life, their experiences, and today, guys, is not going to be the exception. So basically what I'm going to be doing right now, I'm going to be talking to a lot of, I'm going to be promoting or even extending this show for people that are looking to, sponsor the show. I am so excited to be able to have people that that are here with us and look to promote themselves and looking to send a hello and say, hey, here we are, we're looking to serve you and we're looking to have your support. So I will be right back after a couple of words to my sponsor.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca. where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new. And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello everyone. We are back and we are patiently waiting for our guest to be able to call us in to get in touch. And I'm hoping that we do able to connect with our guests. One of the things that I wanted to mention, everyone, is I am so excited. We have our schedule, our calendar. It looks so book solid, and I am so excited to be able to have print a variety, as I was saying earlier, a variety of guests, whether they're actors, whether they're musicians, whether they're authors, coaches. Yesterday we had a coach from Delaware, which is very excited. So if you're interested in being part of the Lizzie T Show, please do not hesitate to send us your email and to send us your information. The email, by the way, is show@lizzyt.com. show@lizzyt.com is the information, and you can always contact us there. So we will be having a couple of words of a sponsor, as I mentioned earlier. However, I wanted to make sure also that right after our interview, we will be having a musical section. And as you know, this is our fifth year on the air, and we have our interview, half an hour, give or take, with our guests, and we are also having a musical section. So you are a musician, singer, songwriter, and you would like to have a little bit of extra exposure with your music, we would love to support you. So send us your MP3 at show@lizzyt.com, and we would love to support you 150% with your craft. So send us your MP3. And today we are going to be starting a little bit backwards, just because we're trying to get a hold of our guests. So we will start with some songs, and hopefully you can join us in. If you are interested in calling us in, the number is 845-277-9288. 845-277-9288. So we'll start with Aaron Todd. The song is Kiss by the Sun.
Alone. Just for the sake of the room tonight. don't believe that you're enlightened. I'm a child. Can't you feel your river of tears turn to smile? We are the ones we're waiting for. No need to search the stars.
Had me up all night just wondering
And that was everyone. Alvina, she is from Toronto, Canada. This song is called Separate Ways. Previous to that, as I said, it was Todd Aaron from the U.S., from L.A., and Kiss Me by the Sun. We do have a couple of minutes. We're still trying to get a hold of our guests. Next one is one of my favorite genre, which is Kaya Miranda. She's a gospel singer. Beautiful song. We had her on the show about a year ago, and every time she comes out with a brand new solo, we are supporting her in her endeavors. So this is a phenomenal. I think our guest is able to call in right now, and we'll be switching right after Kaya Miranda.
A mother at the bus stop making her way to work. I see a young girl looking at a purse and dreaming about self-worth. But everything will fade, so let's call a spade a spade. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up. And the businessman has been by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. Shaking hands with the homeless at a corner by the bay. Never thought I'd hear a story instead of begging me for change. He knows he doesn't need any material thing. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up, oh yeah. In the city streets full of poverty, and the businessman has seen by. I wanna lift you. I wanna lift you higher, higher. You gotta lose yourself, no matter what comes your way. We gotta lift him higher. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up, oh yeah. In the city streets full of poverty, and the businessmen passing by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you
Canadian show, North American radio show.
Hey, hey, everyone.
And now,
so
worldwide show.
Back.
The Lizzie T. Long Talk
Radio Show. The intro is pretty loud, so my goodness. So, we did get a hold of our guest. I mean, every time we have an amazing guest with amazing story, with things to share and amazing life to share with you, we have technical difficulties. Have you noticed the pattern? So I can tell and I can guarantee that this is going to be a very excited show. And I mean, it is only 6 o'clock, 6:30, almost 7 o'clock Toronto time, Canada time. However, our guest is in Berlin and it's midnight and a half for him. So we'll try not to keep him too low. And I know that you probably are wondering if you're watching on our social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Remember, we are even on TikTok right now. And all our social media, there is links, there's pictures, amazing pictures of our guests with their story. So we're going to be speaking today to international actor Sergio Caro. And he is Brazilian. Some of you know that I lived a little bit in Brazil. And one of my favorite countries in the whole world. So this is probably a novelty for my guest to know that I lived in Brazil, Salvador, Bahia. And I'm in love with that country. If I could, I could definitely live there forever. But that was a short period of time when I was a teenager. And I love Brazil. I love Brazil. So he is originally from Brazil. And he is a model, a ballet singer, formal martial arts, incredible. I assume most Brazilians, either they do jiu-jitsu or what they do in Salvador Bahia is capoeira, which I was able to learn a little bit for military. And Caro has appeared in many TV commercials and films. And his work is at Big Stone Gap in 2014, A Different of the World. Also in 1987, Caro has The Alligator Ladies. And he is married to Jacqueline Pereira. And also Sergey, or I think he goes by Sergey or Caro. He is definitely worked and lived all over. He is a fan of Shakespeare. Obviously, a lot of our famous actors, they look up to this. And Nickelodeon fanatics, I can remember my kids, obviously. And there's a lot of things that he's done. And obviously, we're going to be talking about his career. How did he get started? What motivated him? What inspires him? One of the things that I love to talk about with amazing people, especially here in the show, is to be able to inspire you. And if you're not an actor, you could take this for your author career. If you're not an author or an actor, you can take that as a music career. So hopefully you'll be able to be inspired today. By the way, everyone, the number to call us in if you would like to speak to him is 845-277-9288. So let's welcome Caro to our show with a wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Lizzie T Show. How are you doing? And it's a.m., 1 o'clock in the morning almost for you. How are you doing?
Okay, firstly, thank you for this opportunity to be on your radio show. Yes, and as you all know, I'm a professional actor known as Sergio Caro, active actor from 1975 to present. At the age of my mom, she was a stage manager, and I was hired to be on a national TV commercial in Brazil, which I think you are acquainted with. It's called Guaraná Brahma. It's a soft drink in Brazil. It's a puck, soda puck. And from there on, the performing arts started to introduce into my vein and into my blood. So my mother was per se a mother of a child actor. You know, nowadays we have so many young people, it's natural, so many kids. But we must really be careful understanding that, you know, many kids are so much into the, you know, the craft, the career, the future, and the dream.
Mm-hmm.
So But we parents, we have to manage, you know, this child. And I was remembering, for the safety, number one, I recommend it, because I've been there too when I was about, I don't know, 7, 8 years of age, first time I did the soap opera with, what was her name? Sonia Braga.
Yes, and, I remember her. Sergio, yes, absolutely, yes, I remember back in the 80s. So, Sergio, you were about 7-year-old when your career got started. That's very young. And well, actually, not as young as some. I had a child actor, which was 5 years old, and he was here on the show. So was your mom supportive? Because her being in the environment as a PR or a person that has a lot of knowledge, sometimes parents want to protect their kids. And I guess your mom was supportive because it's in your blood, as you said, but she was allowing you to continue this career, which is a very challenging career. So you were about 7 years old when you got immersed into this genre, correct?
That is correct.
Wow. How supportive. I mean, her knowing the background and your mother knowing what it takes to become famous or what it takes to be, how supportive was she at the beginning? She thought, honey, maybe this is not good for you, or honey, go for it. Vanessa, how was it?
Yeah, Vanessa. Well, the truth is that she spoke to my father, of course. My father was a captain of the Air Force in Brazil. And when I hit my 18 years of age, already was, in fact, 1980, yeah, I was already doing a show at Scala venues. And that's when I became to be famous in Brazil. So thereafter, I had my father introducing me to the Brazilian, you know, Air Force, which is one of the institutions of armed forces in Brazil. And I'm proud of it, you know, but 3 years later on, I got an opportunity to be on a show at Rede Globo Television in Rio de Janeiro, at Jardim Botânico, you know, the area, I think. It's a beautiful.
Yes, I've heard, yeah. I haven't been there, but I've definitely heard it, yes.
Yeah, then I ended up enjoying, you know, I did audition for the part, and it was a good beginning of a low income as well for myself. And after a while, you know, I got inspired from directors that I worked with in Brazil, and ended up getting to 100% in acting. So leaving 3 years later, 1983, I left the Brazilian Air Force units, and I'm very, very fond as well of Alfred James Pacino. You know, professionally as Al Pacino, I think you know him very well. And I love his craft. I love his skills, his work. You know.
Mm-hmm. And, yes, I was actually going to. I was actually going to ask you, Kato, sorry, you said your name, Kato. Who do you aspire to be like? And I know in Brazil, there is one of the best actors. I mean, the soap opera in Brazil is one of the biggest things in the world. It's a lot bigger than, or just as bigger as Latin America in Spanish. You know, soap opera is everything. People mm-hmm. watch the soap opera of this, 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock. And it's incredible how right. this world is dominated by soap opera. I find it fascinating. And I watch many people on the 5 years that I used to live there, how incredible right. actors, and they become great famous. So who would you say out of everybody in Brazil, or perhaps not even in North America, that you aspire to be like?
Well, quite honestly, I have to say that to you, it comes from the U.S. and, you know, maybe actors, because I always was into, you know, as well, learning English and by watching these movies and so on. So, but, you know, to me, always was, since I was a kid, it was like, I don't know, like, you know, totally connected. You know, and then later on, as I was getting old, I kind of got into John Travolta as well. And have a chance to talk to him, to meet him, et cetera, in Hollywood, you know, once.
Wow.
Restaurant.
That must have been something. That must have been an experience. Wow, that's incredible.
That's true. And I've been kind of lucky and as well blessed, you know, that I became to work as well, you know, in certain production movies of Los Angeles and around the globe as well, you know, travel a lot. So I sort of work as well as a dancer, jazz, ballet dancer, which is my background too, you know, dancing.
Yes.
Manelli.
Wow.
Broadway show. Yeah, the stage play in New York. And all this show biz, you know, is what I think to your blood. And I really do would like to take the opportunity over here to allow me to, is to let everyone that wants to start a career, because a lot of people ask about that. I said, I always explain to people, it is important that you must invest in your career, on your craft. You got to make sure that that's exactly what you want, because it's not an easy, you know, thing to do. You know, sometimes lucky helps. But the best thing to do indeed is for you to work your craft, first of all. Start to work as well, no pay, you know, in the beginning, to get some experiences, you know, in the business, show business. And then you keep up growing yourself. Then when you start to make money, you start to invest in your craft, start to invest in school. I recommend very, very strongly UCLA. I study in UCLA. I study as well with UCLA, the University of California for Los Angeles, in Los Angeles for films, television, and theater, which I did. And then I did Stead Adler in New York as well. And this is all for the benefit of your career, what you want to be, you know, an actor. So you gotta do that. That comes to, yeah, that comes to any other refreshing, you know, career when you come to a show business, a singer as well. And I pursue the singing they have as well, you know, to enroll into certain shows. There's no money in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, trust me, you will pay it off. You know, but I went through struggling in my time too. You know, that was not easy at all. And everybody kind of becomes a little humble, you know, after that. You know.
And that's one of the things. That's one of the things that I wanted to ask you too, and this it is the theme of the show, is tell us who you are and what you do. And my last question, which you jump into, it was anything new, but you, I always ask for words of encouragement, words of inspiration, and you jumped right into it because you're so passionate of what you do. I love that you're well realm. You do not only the acting, but you do the dancing and the modeling. So you're very, very well realm, and that's great. And a lot of people that come through the show, Quero, they're passionate and they get discouraged because they don't see the dollar sign in front of it. And you just touch on that. There's got to be investment. And at the beginning, perhaps there is not much of a return. But if you invest yourself, you perfect your craft, obviously at the end that's going to be pay, it's going to pay off, and you're seeing the result now. Your work, your resume speaks for itself. You work with many amazing people that some of us dream to be in stage with, and you had the opportunity to do that. One of the things that I wanted to ask you, and you kind of sort of answered, what would you say is the most challenging part of your career or your profession? Obviously, the startup is hard, but is there anything else for people that are listening and they're seeing your pictures on my social media, you know, a famous international actor, a model, you know, good looking and all that stuff. And, you know, it seems like it all came together in one day. And obviously, you've put a lot of time and a lot of work and a lot of effort to are where you are right now. What would you say is what another challenge of being a successful actor?
Well, first of all, be an actor, it's like I was said to you, it has to be something that you're 100% sure, you know, about yourself, and to engage yourself into acting, you know, business and become an actor later on. But advice, pretty much, is never to give up your dream, you know, number one. And two, it's important, indeed, you know, you must either to a school somewhere, certain theaters, you know, the people that are working together, there is no money involved. You better sometimes to be humble, to gain some knowledge somewhere, somehow. So therefore, afterwards, you can later on, you know, to sort of have your breakthrough and have an opportunity, you know, to even to disclose your experience, you know, on your career, you know, like myself. I went through a lot, but for me to get what I got, what, you know, I reached to a place where I wasn't expecting, okay? And, but to be quite honest with you, acting is not easy. But however, it pays off. You have to maintain, like you, and I will repeat what I said before, and you did too. You must work on a craft, you know, and to understand that the day will come. And you have to continue, you know, continue working as much as you can with a no pain as well. There's many theaters, many shows you can do, can be on it. And you have to sort of, you know, play, just play, because there is sometimes an agent, you know, that has a name on a market that can definitely help you, you know, in your career. But the advice is when we're going to get tough, right? Never forget about what really matters, you know?
Absolutely. I agree with you. And this can apply to everyone. This could apply not just to your career as an actor, as a performer, as being in the spotlight. But obviously, this applied for people that are writing books. And I'm going to reiterate, because I love this, guys. If you haven't picked up anything at all today, if you just tune into the show and you're wondering who does Lizzie has on the show, we have an international actor and all the way from beautiful Berlin, Brazilian by nature, grew up or educated in New York or in the States. And we have him here today, which I am so, so excited, so happy to have. So let's go back. Answer number one or advice number one, rather, don't give up on your dream. It is imperative. I've heard it in many different ways. I heard it through the various ways and various guesses, and love it. It is definitely makes you wonder sometimes, should I keep doing it? And something happens, somebody says something, you receive an award, and there it is. You want to keep going. Don't give up, even if you don't get that award. Educate yourself. Love it. It's true. I'm constantly taking courses. I'm constantly networking, doing workshops to try it. And even if those workshops are sometimes, you know, you think that they're not going to benefit, there is one golden nugget that you will get from somebody somewhere that will improve whatever is it that you do. And those are great advice, everyone. Great, great advice. You're listening to the Lizzie T Show. We will be transporting this interview to our YouTube channel for some of you that just tuned in. And we're here with actor Sergei Cato, Brazilian by birth, grew up or studied in the States, and now he's in beautiful Berlin. And my goodness, we are robbing him from his sleep, but I think this is worth it. I am so honored to have him here. A lot of variety has work with amazing people. We're talking Les Minnelli, and he is well-rounded, not only as an actor, but as a model, as a performer, dancer, and the list goes on. Very, very accomplished. I need to cut for a couple of words to my sponsor, guys. If you would like to interact with us, social media is open, Facebook/Lizzie T Radio. Comment questions there. Also Twitter, also Instagram, and we'll be right back with Cato. He is amazing.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birch-Mohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you. More time for your family. More money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birch-Mohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birch-Mohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. I am back. We are live, and so it is a little bit earlier than our regular show. Our shows are usually 7:30, but hey, I run the show. We run the show. We decided to have it a little earlier today. Hopefully, you are tuning in, everyone, and if not, it's okay. This is recorded. You will be able to listen to us later on. It's recorded, but if you just tuned in, if you would like to know a little bit more tips, what it takes to become a very serious performer, actor, model, it's challenging, as our guest has stated to us. However, hard work always pays off. Don't give up on your dreams. Love it. And if you would like to interact, again, the number is 845-277-9288. We'll love to have discussions with you. Our social media is open. We're checking right now Facebook, and we have 71 people tuned in. So, hey, guys, interact. Say hello. And same thing with our Instagram and same thing with our Twitter. Again, the number is 845-277-9288. One of the questions that I wanted to ask you, sir, I don't know how you feel about this. I know that you have a brother that is also in the industry, and how does it feel? Is there a brother rivalry? Are you competitive? I assume you are. I have two kids myself, and they're very competitive. They're always trying to up one other. And how does it feel that you have a family member in the industry? Do you guys compete a lot, or you support each other? And he is also very famous as well. How do you handle that, or how do you deal with that?
Yes, okay. That's a good question. Well, his no name or nickname is called Maserati. Maserati comes after very famous old timer. Maserati was a comedian, and kid television from Global Television. And Maserati, my brother, goalkeeper, he went to audition, audition out to soccer, okay, soccer players. Let's go audition. But anyhow, he's known as a goalkeeper, as I said. His name is Geraldo Pereira de Matos Filho. You can find him too through my, he's connected with me on my Wikipedia. He's now a retired footballer from Brazil. And the last line of offensive, let's say, it's so often the man who is left with all the blame takes off, you know. So sometimes my brother was a hero on penalty as a goalkeeper. Okay, so I did as well, did some soccer, okay, when I was younger. My bro, he today is managing and coaching as well. What he used to do to catch the ball with an amazing dive. That's incredible. You know, I'm very proud of my brother, my brother. And I think he at this moment right now to say to him that I care for him and I love him. And he really did brought a lot of smile to so many clubs that he works on it, you know, and he played for it. So my brother also, he has an incredible here, a history of holding the world record for the longest time without conceding a goal, which is, I think, is 1,817-16 minutes, you know, without conceding a goal. Anyways, but it is very interesting and different, you know, in both careers, as you mentioned about it, you know, a goalkeeper and a showbiz guy, you know. But that's pretty much it. Madurov is a very humble man. You know, I really mirror myself into him too.
Well, it's good that he's humble, and it's good that you support each other. And I'm so glad that you're saying in the air that you love him and you care for him, and obviously you miss him.
Absolutely.
But it's humbling to hear that a world-known goalie for the Brazilian, I mean, the whole world, if you talk about soccer, the whole world knows Brazil. Because either carnival or samba or soccer, those are the only three things that people know of Brazil. And obviously, the Olympics give more exposure. But it is very interesting to know that you have a world famous goalie and world record also for holding the ball for that period of time, and that you support each other. Do you try to piggyback on your brother's fame and fortune? Is it something that you brag about it, or you just you know, you're proud of him? And I think that's what you said.
Was cutting a little bit at the ending. Could you bring me that back again, please? Thank you so much.
I'm wondering if you try to piggyback on your brother's fame, or is this something that you're just mentioning because you are very proud of what he did and what he does, and now it's a proud moment for you as a family member, that although it's different, it is a different profession, but you both are on the public eye in a sense when it comes down to being famous. That's awesome. That is awesome. So for the people that are listening and will be watching this video as it will go on YouTube, what are the plans for the future, Keto? What are you thinking? I mean, obviously, learning will never stop, and you can definitely say to the world, you know, life it only ends when you die, pretty much, and not even then, you know. Some of us believe that it continues on. But what are the plans for the future? What are you working on? Do you have another movie to work on and more commercials? What are the plans for the future?
Well, I'll tell you, I cannot disclose everything right now. But for sure, going to Brazil, you know, within about maybe 4 or 5 months from now. And I need to go to Brazil, then go to the United States, now putting already some certain things in the near future, for sale, home, many things that I have that I, of course, I work for it, and I intend to go to Brazil, but to let you know what for our audience, what I'm going to be doing, and I have to keep it still, secrets, over here.
We understand that you can't devote everything, you can't show everything to the world. There's got to be some surprises, obviously. So one of the things that I'm very curious about, you were born in Brazil,
uh-huh.
You went to the States. What are you doing in Berlin?
Okay, this has to do with, my cousin and wife, and here in a short time, they'll be back to U.S. But what I have actually to do in Brazil, I can give you a tip, okay? It has to do with a program, airing, and then I'll leave this way to you. I think you picked it up, didn't you? It has to do with a program. And
yes.
I'm going and airing somewhere, somehow, that's what's going to be, it has to do with the show business too. I sent some mention about my brother, Mazzanotti, right? I need to share with you quickly, if I may.
Absolutely.
You see, yes, on the movie that I did on them, so many, that I worked on it. It was, I just remember here, the one that has the accident of the Guinness Book there. Do you remember that? Yes, Flying Virus. Flying Virus, that's the name of the movie. Or Killer Bus with Hutch Hauker was the main guy on Blade Runner. He's very famous. Okay. And a good man. I worked with him. And it was incredible. I gained a lot of experience in that movie, But I wanted to share with you here is the scene that I did with Flying Virus. It was something very, very powerful and as well. I didn't refuse literally. I literally refused a stuntman to do what I was going to do. Okay, it was a very dangerous scene, but I did it. And I'll tell you now what happened. The experience, of course, was to me until today rewarding, okay? Cannot forget about it, that major scene in a matter of seconds. And I just found that to be an incredible actor, to be an incredible, let's go to a martial arts as well. It takes, again, it takes always go fall back in there. It takes a lot of hard work. So if you wanted to be a good actor, it is important that you know how to do your dancing, You've got to learn your voice, work on your voice. You've got to do a lot. Accents as well, phono, and so on. But what I have to share with you is the scene that I almost died, I almost died. My agent already he did inquire after the tape for such a dangerous scene that I did, I refused, as I said to you, the stuntman, and I ended up doing it, by myself. So let's see now, this through these dangerous scenes that I trust the Guinness World Records will acknowledge, the title of all my life's work. It's called, I gave my name as the most dangerous stunt actor scene ever watched. You know what I mean? And to me,
wow.
It's unforgettable. Yes.
It's good thing that you have some preparation and you have obviously, martial art really helped to hone your craft and be able to help you with stunts. But I know, I've heard, I've spoken, I've interviewed many actors, and a lot of them, they're close to, you know, dear life because of the things that they do. And some actors definitely refuse to do that. That's what they have a professional and such to do certain scenarios and series and parts, which is incredible. And I'm very happy and good for you. And I'm so happy that you are able to tell the story after, you know, the dangerous stunt that you did. My goodness, you know, I take my hat to you for being able to tell the story after, because it could have been a completely different scenario. And one of the things that I highly recommend for people that are wanting to get into acting, you know, they think of the glamour, they think of the money, they think of all the stuff, but, you know, it is not as easy. And especially cases like yours, which you almost lost your life because you were doing something so dangerous to your life. Stunts is not for everybody, and kudos to you that you were able to manage properly. And, you know, thank God that you're able to be here to tell this story. One of the things that I want to forget, we're starting to run out of time, Sergio Cato, and for people to be able to contact you, and I know that you are going back to Brazil, you're probably working on amazing projects, and good for you, congratulations. But for people that would like to contact you, you never know, here in Canada, we are just an hour flight from New York City, and this show is being listened in 54 countries. We are been on the air for, this is our fourth year, believe it or not, and we have a huge variety. Working Where can people find you, and where can people contact you?
Yes, congratulations to you too. I just wanted to let you know, I wonder if you know about the next model agency in New York. Do you know anything about them? Because did you ever heard about them?
No, not at all. No,
no, okay, no problem. The next model agency in New York is, got involved, okay, as well in the past. And since I was already doing some acting, I mean, excuse me, some modeling in Brazil before. On my struggling time, there was a perfect time. Just wanted to add this one to you, okay, a quote here. It was an expected and a big time professional models, you know, around me, and I wasn't expecting that. And I think my agent, which is Phil Levine, you know, of Hollywood. And but models, for you to understand, and as well the viewer, the who's listening to us, the models with acting experience may be preferred for this type of work. And you must be taking care of your personal appearance, you know what I mean? I mean, workout. And I did modeling in New York City. I appeared in NES, Calvin Klein, Dylan Bruno, a model in Paris, Japan, and Milan. And I met a model named Roberta de Cunha. And she introduced to me someone important in the field of this, you know, the fashion shows and all that fantasy stuff, okay? And ended up meeting, you know, and doing some ads for Paulo Ralph, Lorraine, George Armani, Dolce & Gabbana, Timex, and so on. But the most important thing that when we talk about showbiz, if we look back, remember Fred Astaire, right? Fred Astaire with the music. I'm singing in the rain. He's singing. He's dancing. And it is raining, and he can tap. The guy could tap, you know? So it is things that it comes back to us when we talk about it, and you feel good because the art, you know, like I was a ringmaster of a circus as well, you know, in the 80s, of 200 circus. I don't know if you remember that.
Wow, yes. One more thing. You never seem to stop to amaze me. Your repertoire and your resume keeps going. I never expected that one. Incredible.
It's just part of the job, you know. When you love what you do, you want to do it all. And you want to, like I said to you, you got to work your craft. You got to keep, you know, investing in yourself as much as you can. That's the most important thing to me that I want to leave here. Is to let everybody to know everything we do in life. There's a medicine in the medical field, like my wife. But you must keep studying. You must keep, you know, digest all everything that you can. So when you go out there, people are gonna be, you know, like, wow, I can't do that too. So we have to inspire others, you know, with love, passion, you know, for everything that we do. And by the way, I don't mean to exalt myself, but I just want to let you know that I don't need to know the relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to finalize. I'm a born again. And there was
praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Here we go.
That's a good thing, you know, and we have even another thing in common. That's awesome. And thanks to the freedom of speech, we are able to express ourselves here, especially in North America. One of the things that I love about Canada and the U.S., you're able to freely, for now, things are changing, to express our beliefs, and there is nothing wrong against it. And I know in different countries that's not the reality, but one of the things that I strongly do is put my work in God's hand. Everything that we do has, Sergio, has to be in God's hand, and we always have to ask, is this what you want me to do? And one of the things that I now knew as a believer yourself, you obviously put your career, your life, your intent in God's hand. And things happen because you need to reach one person. And this show that I do here, most, I would say 60% of my listeners are believers as well. We do have people that have written about beautiful experiences about the Lord and beautiful books about how to help you with your relationship with the Lord. And now I can add this one to my repertoire. I don't want to forget, Sergio, to ask you, can you share, before we start to run out of time, can you share with the audience your contact? So can you let us know where can people find you? Can you share your Facebook or your website if you have one? Can we start to run out of time?
No problem. Well, I guess I just have to write it down, whatever may be the goals of your preferences. Write it down, Sergio, S. Sam, E-R-G-I-O, Kato, very simple. K is a Kato, A-T-O. I mean, K-A-T-O, Kato. Remember Kato Kaelin in the United States with the situation with the Simpson?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the same name, Sergio Kato. If you write it down, Sergio Kato, in your browser preference, you're going to see about me so much stuff in there that you're going to find out about my... By the name, you'll find out so much stuff about me here. You know, I have a page on Facebook, official page of Sergio Cato. You'll see it's verified as well, you know, by Facebook. And I thank God for that too, you know. But anyways, I want to thank you so much as well on my side. And stick by my family as well.
No worries. Yes. And by the way, guys, I will have, you're awesome. I have everyone on my social media. There is a link right now if you just tuned in. I know that this is not our regular time, but we have to make sometimes little accommodations, especially when somebody is, you know, turning at 1 o'clock. o'clock in the morning right now. I feel really bad, and he needs to get his sleep. His wife needs to get his sleep. But this show is recorded, so if you're going to be tuning in, you probably are logging in right now because 7:30 is a regular time. There is a recording of the show. You can listen to us. You can find a little bit more about Sergio Queto. And the link for his Facebook, it is Facebook Sergio Queto Official. And I'll have those links on my social media as well, on Instagram, on Twitter. And, hey, if you are looking for that special actor, if you are a producer, he is a Christian. We have a lot in Canada, a lot of movies with a Christian actor. Give him a call. Contact him. And definitely, if you mention that you have heard him via the Lizzie T Show, hey, this is the reason I do the show. That's the only reason to be able to network with this beautiful world that our God has, our Creator has created. So that is definitely the purpose. I know we went a little bit over time, but it's worth it. I am so honored to have a friend. I can call you a friend, a brother now in Christ, with us today. And I hope you enjoy it, everyone. Definitely, if this will continue, if we have questions from the public, from the world, we'll love to have you back again to talk a little bit more about your life and what takes to be a actor. It's a lot of work. I know that for a fact. I know it's a lot of work. But any last words, Sergio?
Yes, thank you. Thanks so much. A lot of temptation too, okay? There's a lot of temptation. So there's a man of God. A child of God, actually. Child of God.
That's right.
Well, guys, thank you so much. It was nice, you know, nice to be here with you and sharing this, you know, my career experiences. And we're talking about the Lord at the end. This is awesome. You know, what a blessing. May God bless you, you know, your business, you know, and everything you do. And by the way, you know Stacey Campbell? She's a prophet, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Canada. Yeah, Stacey Campbell. I met her. Yeah.
Wow.
A huge, you know, my best regards to my sister Campbell, Stacey Campbell, Canadian. And a small world, isn't it? But guys,
it definitely is. Definitely is.
Yes. God bless you.
God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. Get some rest. And I will leave you guys, and I will talk to you for a little bit more right after if I'm able 5 more minutes. But I will cut, and I will put you guys on our musical section. I know we're not going to have all the songs that you have sent to us. I am so sorry, but it was so worth it to speak to Sergio. And this is a gospel song. She is from Texas, and she sent us this song. It's called Don't Let Me Run, a beautiful Christian song. I love her, and thanks so much. So if you want to send songs, please send it, please. show@lizzyt.com is the email, and I'll leave you with this beautiful song. It's a gospel song. Don't Let Me Run. Don't let me run ahead.
to trust you more and more. Now even when I go astray, you are there to show the way. You take my wrongs and make them right.
And that was Aaron Todd, everyone, A Kiss by the Sun, a great, great performer from L.A. We also have another performer from L.A., which we had about right at the beginning, actually, of our show, and when we started. And he's been a huge fan, and we are a huge fan of him. We follow him, and he followed us, and every time there was a solo, he sent it for us to play it. So there's a brand new solo, everyone. His name is Sorrentis from LA, and the song is called Cross That Line.
We've always been the best of friends, known each other since we were 10. Like an old pair of bookends, we'll be in sync till the end. But I want more than the friend zone we knit it. I do. Can't go home again alone. Please give in, please do. Thoughts cross both of our minds. Probably a few hundred million times. It's time to take the leap. Won't you take the leap with me? Come on, cross that line. Life's the road, and short is the night. And I know this is the one fight. Not giving up cause it feels right. So walk with me into the light. But I want more than the friend zone we live it. I do. Can't go home again alone. Please give in, please do. Thoughts cross both of our minds. Probably a few hundred million times. It's time to take the leap. Won't you take the leap with me? Come on, cross that line.
Bye.
will you stay with me and come for me a little more? Perfect love, I sing me to sleep, sing me to sleep tonight. Perfect love, I my own heart.
And that was Perfect Lullaby by Ariel Curran. We had her on the show, and love the melody, love the song. Let's support our artist here, and I am 100% supportive of their craft. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. We will be back with another show, another guest, and another fantastic day. I am the host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Show. Bye-bye for now. Thanks again to special thanks for Octor and spending the night, overnight, Sergio Queto with us. That was amazing. All the best, the greatest success. And I'm so happy when he receives that Oscar, in God's name, I will be able to say, hey, we had him on the show. Bye-bye for now, everyone.